The seventh and final journey to our inner gardens correlates with the seventh principle of Huna, which is Pono. And this can be interpreted as effectiveness is the measure of truth. That which we do today is reflected in the future so that we can see the effectiveness of our actions here and now. So journey now with Serge to what he calls the garden of the future.
Make yourself comfortable. Relax your muscles. Do a little pico pico to energize. And then go to your garden. And in your garden, see something as clearly as you can. Hear something as clearly as you can. And touch something as clearly as you can. Get yourself settled in your garden. If you can remember that symbol that you brought out of the Garden of Power, why, take a look at that again. But now you're going to find a pathway that leads to the garden of the future. So walk along that pathway, feel the path under your feet. Be aware of any plants or anything that are along the side of the path as you walk. Make your way to the opening of the garden of the future. And as soon as you go inside that garden, you will find two more pathways, one to the left and one to the right. Maybe you'll find one in the middle sometimes, but usually two pathways. But don't follow any one of those yet, because these pathways lead to your future depending on what choice you make now. And in the garden of the future, you can explore what will happen if you make one choice or another choice. If you decide to go one way in your life or another way in your life. If you decide to do one thing or another thing. Each pathway has a sign, but it doesn't have anything written on it yet. So you can have written on one sign the path of this choice. And you can write the choice, whether you decide to go somewhere or make a decision about something or whatever it is. And you can walk along that pathway to see what will happen to your life if you make that choice. And you can walk down that pathway and find out what's happening 6 months or a year from now if you make that choice. Go ahead and walk down, just trying out. This is not a final choice. This is a garden where you try things out. You'll make another choice on one of the other paths. But take this path for now. Pretend you have made that choice. Walk along that path, see where it takes you, into what kind of circumstances. See what will happen if you make that choice. When you're ready, you can go back along that path to the entrance of the garden. Look at one of the other paths. And on that sign, write down the other decision. The other choice. And walk along that path to see what would happen in your life if you make the other choice. Do that when you're there at the path. If there are more than two choices, you can come back and find another path in the garden of the future and try out the third or fourth choice. When you've made and tried out the choices that you're thinking about, come back to the entrance to the Garden of the Future, perhaps with more knowledge than you had before, with the knowledge that will help you make the choice that's best for you. So when you've come back from those and you're back at the entrance, follow the path, bless that garden, thank it for being there. Follow the path back to your own garden. Rest a moment. Take a drink of water from your source. When you're there and when you've done that, bless your garden. Thank it for being there. And when you're ready, move your spirit back into this body, in this place, in this time, on this day, on this island. Move your fingers, move your toes. Take a deep breath and open your eyes.
This concludes the Journeys to the Seven Gardens of Your Inner Sanctuary by Serge King. May you have learned, may you grow, may you always hold the spirit of aloha within you and take it wherever you go. And know that you can return to any one of these gardens at any time, any place, for they are now embedded in your ku, in your memory bank, in your body mind. So take then the spirit of aloha with you. This is Paul Waters from the beautiful island of Kauai in Hawaii. Aloha.